People are falling behind on routine vaccinations as the COVID-19 pandemic causes more people to stay at home.
It's important every year. However, this year will be even more important with COVID circulating in the communities.
That's Dr. Brian Curtis, Vice President of Clinical Specialty Services for OSF Healthcare in Peoria. I'm Daniel Musisi, and this is WCBU's On Deck from Peoria Public Radio.
Support for WCBU's On Deck comes from listeners like you. Join the community of news consumers who listen to this podcast and are willing to support it financially. Contribute at WCBU.org.
Today is Thursday, August 27th, and this is WCBU's On Deck from Peoria Public Radio. Exposition Gardens is looking to repurpose underutilized acreage as an agricultural education space. WCBU student reporter Olivia Streeter explains.
Expo Gardens board president Erica Abenroth and her team are making an effort to use the land more wisely. The goal is to repurpose the exhibit barns and turn them into an agriculture education center, as well as a commercial microgreen and hydroponic growing center.
In addition to the traditional dirt system, we would highlight hydroponics, aquaponics, aeroponics, microgreen growing, then also to apply it in real-world situations that aren't necessarily on a farm.
Another goal of the center is to teach students about fresh, farm-to-table food habits.
One other partnership with another not-for-profit that also does cooking classes where they sit down and say, here's the ingredients that we're going to use today, here's how you make it in a fresh and healthy manner, and then here's the same ingredients, now go home and make it again.
Abenroth says the overarching goal of the center is to instill the knowledge that anyone can learn about agriculture and anyone can use that knowledge to grow healthy foods.
Agriculture is changing, and while people think, oh, it's just agriculture, it's typically a farm, I need to have land to be able to grow, even just to have a garden, that's not the case anymore. There are so many new and updated techniques so that you can have access to fresh and healthy food on a more regular basis.
To learn more about the Agriculture Education Center or to donate, visit expogardensinc.org. I'm Olivia Streeter.
Here are some of the stories on deck in the WCBU newsroom. Tri-County area health officials reported 56 new confirmed COVID-19 cases Wednesday, bringing the region's total to 3,511 since the start of the pandemic. No new deaths were reported. U.S. Representative Darren LaHood is touting the Peoria area's role in the search for a COVID-19 vaccine. And a Peoria police officer has announced plans to run for city clerk. Find more on these stories and others at WCBU.org. You're listening to WCBU's On Deck from Peoria Public Radio. During the COVID-19 pandemic, many people haven't kept up to date on routine vaccinations. Dr. Brian Curtis, OSF's Vice President of Clinical Specialty Services, tells WCBU's Tim Shelley it's important to get your shots, especially as flu season approaches.
So what we've seen in kind of the adult pediatric realm is a drop in people seeking vaccines, and it probably has to do a lot with the social distancing and the shelter-in-place orders that were placed in the spring through the summer. I think is what that resulted in. It's more obvious in pediatrics since they receive more vaccines than adults usually. And we're kind of out of the flu season. We're coming back into it. But we did see a drop in the number of people receiving vaccines over that time period.
So what kind of vaccine specifically? You mentioned more pediatric than adults, so things like what, RSV, shingles, what kind of vaccines?
So really it would be kind of the pediatric vaccine regimen that, you know, kids are supposed to receive. Really, they get a majority of them up into about 15 to 18 months, and then they receive another round around 4 to 5 years old, and then they get another one around 10 to 13. And then for the adults, you know, really it would be just a drop in our pneumovax rate because that's the primary one. And then, you know, as we come into flu season, obviously we hope that we don't see a drop in the influenza vaccination rate because I think that's going to be really important for this year.
And just to talk real quick about flu season, we are coming back into it here as we get close to September. And why is the flu vaccine so important this year?
It's important every year. However, this year will be even more important with COVID circulating in the communities. And so that having a vaccine that can prevent influenza will help people not get influenza. And that will be very important, like I said, within the COVID season, because people can get sick from influenza, end up hospitalized with influenza, and can die from influenza. And so really it's just something you can prevent, why we're trying to really kind of weather through this COVID pandemic that we're experiencing.
How can I come get my vaccine safely? Can you talk a little bit about, you know, what you do to make sure everything's good when you come in to get your vaccinations?
Sure. You know, so probably what we'll see this year is probably more people getting vaccines, either through a health department, a local pharmacy, or from the primary care physicians. I don't think we'll see as much as far as employers giving out people vaccines, which they've done in the past. From the healthcare standpoint, right now people are wearing face masks or goggles. We're wearing gloves. We're wearing masks. We're washing and sanitizing hands in between patients. We're maintaining social distancing. We're asking people that are coming into our practices to de-mask. And so really, it's kind of a global thing for infection prevention.
Are you doing anything special or anything additional to get the word out beyond what you usually do every season?
We reach out to people through their MyChart app. We put, you know, there's public facing messaging out there, both through our social media accounts as well as through local news and print. And so we're really encouraging it.
That was WCBU's Tim Shelley speaking with Dr. Brian Curtis of OSF Healthcare in Peoria. For more information, head to WCBU.org. Before we let you go, the Peoria Playhouse Museum's Be Anything, See It, Be It Virtual Career Day is happening again this morning at 10. Mandala Mug Art Class is happening tonight at 6:30 at Art at the Bodega, and a virtual trivia night to benefit the Peoria players called Final Dress with Flow is happening tonight at 7:30. Visit their respective websites for details. Thanks for choosing WCBU's On Deck from Peoria Public Radio. I'm Daniel Musisi. Support for WCBU's On Deck comes from listeners like you. Join the community of news consumers who listen to this podcast and are willing to support it financially. Contribute at WCBU.org.